I like this Miller kid. He does a nice job of getting separation from the DBs, and he did a really good job on those two plays. But one thing you notice is he was bumped on those deep throws, the high corner route and the go route down the right-hand side down to the two or three. He was bumped on those situations. He wasn't chasing a bailing corner. And so, you know, go routes versus bump versus, again, they were in the slot formation, not out wide where you get squeezed sometimes by the sideline, but they were both in the slot running basically a high corner and a go route. That gives you a little more room as a quarterback for a little bit more air on your throw. But, you know, Mitch made nice throws there, and he was clutch when it mattered.
No Snacks Harrison for the Lions, but it did look like the offensive line, as maligned as they've been, gave Mitch a better chance of having the kind of success. Is that, were they facing a poorer competition, or is that a buildable production that you could see for them going forward?
Well, I think there's actual balance in this last game. I mean, Montgomery had 16 carries. I don't know. I haven't followed all of his stats this year, but he doesn't have a ton of games with 16 carries. And I thought, you know, when you run the football, that takes the pressure off the quarterback. And he had some really nice 7, 8, 9 yard runs in this football game. I think Chicago Bears fans are probably starting to appreciate Montgomery's ability to finish plays. You know, he seems to always fall forward for 2 more yards. At the end of a run. And I think having that balance then offsets, you know, a quarterback who sits in the shotgun all the time and has to throw it from the pocket, which, as I said before, is hard to do. So I think they need to stick to trying to run the football, and then that opens up some of the play action bootleg off that run. But if you never run the football, in particular, if you never run the football from under center, all that play action bootleg stuff, defenses don't have to really practice or don't have to really scheme against it, because the run is ineffective in the past. And so I like the way they ran the football. It sets up other aspects of the passing game.
I don't know what it says, but 2nd and 5 shouldn't feel like a luxury. 2nd and 5 should be a reasonable expectation rather than it feeling like a gift from the football gods. But your life is different when you look at some 2nd and 5s. Your life is different when you look at 3rd and 1s instead of 3rd and 8s. And I know it sounds so simple, but when you actually live it while watching a game, you think, oh, well, it should always be like this.
You're right. And again, I watch obviously every Bears game, but I also cover the Vikings, and you know, with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, with very little athletic ability as far as a guy who can escape the pocket and create when things aren't good, when they get into a 2nd long situation or a 3rd long situation, I mean, you might as well just punt. I mean, they're literally going to run a screen. They're going to run a draw. They're just not going to risk him back there. So their whole goal is to stay on track, you know, 2nd and 6s and 3rd and 2s and those types of things. So as soon as they sort of get behind the sticks, they have real problems. And Chicago has that sometimes too. They get a lot of holding penalties, too many holding penalties, in particular on running plays. You should not be holding on running plays. And that gets you in these really 3rd and long situations, which for a quarterback are really just a nightmare, because so many bad things can happen. And, you know, your chance of getting a first down on like 3rd and 12 plus are under 10%. In the National Football League. And so you have to stay ahead of the sticks and get in those 2nd and 5 situations. And that really opens up the game plan and the playbook for the offensive coordinator.
Speaking of the Vikings, a loss to Seattle last night, and you've got in one play Dalvin Cook and Stephon Diggs going down with separate injuries. What do the Vikings look like from your perspective right now? Are things shaky, or was that just a game where you lost to a guy that in another season might win an MVP?
Well, a couple of things. Stephon Diggs did come back in the ball game. It sounds like Dalvin Cook is going to be healthy the rest of the season. He said he'll play this week. You know, obviously, there's only a few games left. It's crunch time now. They're missing Adam Thielen, who's, you know, him and Diggs are sort of 1A and 1B over there. So he's been missing for a lot of this season. That's been an issue. But this Vikings football team is sort of solid from top to bottom. And, you know, they play good defense. They gave up a lot of running yards last night, which is unusual for them. I think over 200 yards on the ground. But for the most part, I mean, at the end of the day, they went to, on Monday Night Football, they went to Seattle and it came down right down to the wire, you know, right down to the end of that football game. So I actually think they played pretty well last night, just got beat by a team that's probably, you know, right in that same class of one of the better teams in the NFC. I think the Vikings are one of the better teams in the NFC, but if the offensive line doesn't play well in Minnesota, Kirk Cousins doesn't play well in Minnesota. He's only as good as the guys around him. And for the most part, the second half of this season, that offense has been very consistent. The O-line has been very consistent. And Dalvin Cook, if he's hurt for the rest of the year, which I don't think he will be, he's the most important piece of that offense. I mean, they throw him screens. They obviously run the ball a ton with him. He is the thing that makes that ship go. So he's very, very valuable to the Minnesota Vikings team. And I do think they're going to be one of those five or six seeds that probably has to go to Dallas, who might end up being like 8-8 by season's end and playing a way playoff game despite having a better record.
Talking to Sage Rosenfels here on Sports Radio 670. The segment is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves Holiday Flex Pack gives you 10 ticket vouchers, a Wolves knit hat and scarf, a commemorative hockey puck, and more, all for one low price. Get yours at chicagowolves.com. What do you think of the Cowboys? What do you make of this enigmatic team that always seems to be followed by a cloud of turmoil?
Well, I think I enjoy when that cloud follows them around. I'm not sure about you
Me
guys.
Me too.
But yeah, people seem to.
I love it.
So, there'd be nothing worse if they were, 13-0 right now. That would be the worst, I think. So I enjoy when they're a little bit of turmoil. I do love Jason Garrett. I know he's, been on the hot seat, it seems like, for years. But, he and I go back a long time. I completely respect him as a man, as a coach. I love playing. He actually was my backup quarterback for my first career start. So I always want him to win, but it is nice. And the Dallas Cowboys aren't winning football games, I think, for the rest of the NFL. They're a good team. I mean, I think they're a team you don't really want to face. They've got a very good offense. They've got a great offensive line. Obviously, Zeke Elliott. They haven't been running the ball as well, but Dak Prescott has been playing great. And they've got a really good a pass rush along the defensive front. So they're one of those good football teams that just seems to keep losing close ball games. And in the NFL, the difference between 6-10 and 10-6 is so small. I could probably even say, 6-10 and 12-4. I mean, it's so small sometimes. It's a field goal here, it's a fumble here, it's a kick out of bounds on a kickoff that the team gets the ball in good field position and scores to lose the game. I mean, they have found sort of ways to lose tight ball games, and that's why they're sitting at 500 right now.
Whose situation is better if I can snap my fingers and make one of these two things happen? Does Garrett get better if I make Jerry Jones disappear, or does Jerry Jones get better if Garrett disappears?
It's a good question. I will say this. I mean, I think both have their positives, and I think both have their negatives. I think Jerry has made a lot of good and bad moves, as an owner, in particular during this last, 8-9 years that Jason Garrett has been the head coach. I think there's been a lot of positives as far as that roster. And, the drafting of Dak Prescott was basically lucky to get a guy who in the mid rounds, who's now, I think, a top 8 quarterback in the NFL. I really like Dak Prescott. So, they got a good football team. And when you have a talented football team with probably a lot of guys that could go to the Pro Bowl or will go to the Pro Bowl, you should be winning more football games, in particular in that division, which is hands down the worst division in the NFL. It's one of the worst divisions in, like, the history of the NFL. I mean, the leaders are 6-6, Eagles are 5-7, and I believe the Skins and the Giants have like 3-2 wins, respectively. So, if you have a division that poor, they should be sitting there at 9 or 10 wins right now.
Now, I don't have the numbers in front of me, and this is anecdotal, and it's also because I'm weird, but why are kickers bad across the league for some reason? That every time I turn on the TV, it's like I never see a kick made anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I remember growing up, and of course, I grew up watching Kevin Butler, which you never knew what you're going to get. But, it seemed like kickers were so consistent for a long time. I mean, 50-yarders almost seemed like gimmies. It seemed like 15 or 20 years ago, and it has become more inconsistent. And, it's one of those things where nothing has changed. I mean, the fields are both the same, and the goalposts haven't changed, and the snap and the hold and the kick, that's all the same. I can't say the pass rushes or the rush for the block is different. I don't know. That's a really good question. I do know this. Both the Bears who are doing it with Jamie Cole, who was my college kicker at Iowa State, who runs a Cole's kicking camps all across the country, they have hired him to be sort of a kicking coach, which – I know the Minnesota Vikings have hired Nate Kading, who is the old Iowa kicker and San Diego Chargers kicker, to be sort of their kicking coach. The thing about special teams coaches are they're actually not kicking coaches. I mean, a special teams coach's job is the X's and O's. It's the protection. It's the cover. It's all those types of things. But the actual technique of kicking, it's same with offensive coordinators. A lot of offensive coordinators don't even know how to throw a football. I mean, that's just the way it goes. It's more of an X's and O's things. But I do think more teams are going to hire former kickers that are good in their careers to come on as sort of almost like a shooting coach in the NBA that doesn't get involved in the X's and O's but just works on the guy's shot. I think we're going to see that more and more in the NFL because, yeah, I don't know why, but the kickers are definitely struggling. You got to think the extended extra point is, of all these rule changes that happen every year, some good, some bad, that must be, in my opinion, the best rule change the NFL has made in the last 20 or so years to make games more interesting. I mean, the kickers hate it, and maybe it's affecting their field goals, but it's been a great rule to make something that was a sure thing a little bit more challenging.
Sage, appreciate you as always.
All right, guys, thanks for having me on.
That is Sage Rosenfels, who joins us every Tuesday to break down Mitchell Trubisky and just to talk football with us. We're always mindful of Sage around Thanksgiving because there's so much of it in our various stuffing recipes.
Oh, that there. I kind of think I'm with him with the kicking thing, with moving the extra point. I didn't like it at first, like not even a little bit, and it did what they wanted it to do.
Yeah, I would. The only exception, I think the best thing the NFL has done in a long time is finally go back to figuring out the right way to rule a catch. Because we went way too long with, I don't know what a catch is. And now, at least this year, I've been fairly satisfied with the understanding of, yeah, the hand is under it enough. It looks enough like a catch. We watch it in real time. It's, you know, the Bears game had three of them in
at least
the last game that a couple years ago might have been overruled. You know, you get to like the Zach Miller call or whatever that was. But I do think the NFL, I have to give them grudging credit that I think they did get that right. We're at $14,000 right now.
Excellent.
We got to pick it up, though, because we're at $14,000 raised for Camp One Step. That's 14 kids we are sending to Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services. So this is a real thing. That is literally true. 14 kids with cancer will be able to go to camp because of your generosity on Giving Tuesday. But when we get to 25, I don't say if. When? At some point today, you can follow me on Twitter even after we get done with the show. This is going to go on, continue on social media, and I'll keep everybody updated. But when we get to $25,000, it will instantaneously turn in to 50. Because that's when the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation is going to give us that match once we get to that threshold. So it's going to double every single dollar when we get to that point. If you want to help right now, what you can do, there's two ways you can do this. Go to 670heartscamp.org. The word hearts is spelled out, 670heartscamp.org, or text 670heartscamp to 76278. Text 670heartscamp to 76278. Every couple of bucks helps. It all adds up. We are at $14,000. We need to get to 25 to trigger that match.
Here's what you do. All season long, Paul Charchin has been giving you fantasy football advice, and you know you've got something booked in your league. You're going to make a couple of dollars there. Take some of that. Camp One Step, that's the place to do it. Paul Charchin is up next. He's going to make sure you get that bread at 670, the score.
Bulls fans, it's Chuck Swirsky
and Bill Winnington.
This is where Chicago runs with the Bulls.
Listen to every game here.
Plus, it's where Bernstein and McKnight talk Bulls basketball middays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and a radio.com sports station. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Chris Peterson announced yesterday he's stepping down as the football coach at Washington. The news is stunning, even though Washington finished 7-5 after being picked preseason to seriously contend for the Pac-12 title. The bar for Peterson has always been ridiculously high. He went 13-0 in his first season at Boise State, had another unbeaten season, and three 12-1 records. At Washington, after two relatively mediocre seasons, he won at least 10 games the next three, and the Huskies reached the college football playoff in 2016. In 14 years, he's never failed to reach a bowl game and has averaged more than 10 wins a season. So why step away at the age of 55? Maybe he just needs a break from the pressure of expecting and being expected to win at least 10 games a season. Regardless, you can bet he'll coach again very soon. Coaches, especially really good ones, coach. I'm John Feinstein.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. One of the best benefits about being in the military is the VA loan program. Interest rates are typically a full point lower. There's never PMI. you can cash out 100% of your home's value to pay off credit cards. And with us paying for the appraisal, you can buy a house and come to closing with no money down. VA eligible? Let's find out how much money we can save you. It only takes 5 minutes at hero.loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Come to the Home Depot and you'll still get Black Friday savings of up to 40% on appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, still going strong at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Hey, sweet new phone.
Yeah, I just switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. From the bottom, from the cane, from the struggle, from the pain.
Yeah, I got the 4 free phones part, but did you just quote a Pitbull song there?
No.
Yeah, you did. Listen.
From the bottom, from the cane, from the struggle, from the pain. What? No, I'm saying with Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast network, I'm winning, 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 winning.
That's Pitbull's song.
With Pitbull and Boost Mobile, you're winning. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, but nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all. And have
for more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Looking to get out from under the burden of student loan debt? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Meet Tim. Tim took out $250,000 in student loans for his son's college education, which is costing him over $3,000 a month. Tim called Team Hochberg to consolidate his student loans, but he missed a mortgage payment and it screwed up his credit. And most lenders would have kicked Tim to the curb. Not Team Hochberg. They devised a plan for Tim to reorganize his debt and enhance his credit to help him refinance. And Tim was blown away with the amount of time and help that Team Hochberg provided so he could refinance. So if you are overwhelmed with student loan debt like Tim and you'd like to work with a lender who will help you refinance your student loans into your mortgage and substantially lower your monthly payments, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hi, this is former NFL quarterback Gus Frat, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my new podcast, Huddle Up with Gus, where my co-host Dave and I interview our guests about how sports shaped their lives. Jump in the huddle to find out what famous sports writer got caught stealing avocados, how an NFL legend had to convince his mom to let him play peewee football, or how a supermodel became a beach volleyball star. We all know the best stories are told in the huddle. Join Huddle Up with Gus, a radio.com original podcast at radio.com or on the new radio.com app.
Does someone in your family have a drug or alcohol problem? Can you see what it's doing to you? If you're hurting and confused about drug or alcohol abuse and its effects on your family, let Families Anonymous help you. Families Anonymous offers direct help to family and friends of addicts through personal sharing. Meetings are free, not associated with any religion, and totally anonymous. For the meeting nearest you or more information, call 800-736-9805 or go to familiesanonymous.org.
With the Radio.com app, you can always listen to this station anytime, anywhere. But there's so much more, like exclusive music channels to get more of what you're listening for, like Smokin' Oldies, Flashback Alt, Final Tap, Nashville Legends, and Reggae Nation, all streaming 24/7, 365, and all just a click away. Listen to what you want, when you want. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Now you can make your home perfect for this year's holiday card with furniture and decor from HomeDepot.com. With everything from linen couches to luxurious throw pillows, you know that holiday card is going to be flawless. Well, as long as nobody blinks this year. Save up to 40% on furniture and home decor with Cyber Week Savings. Plus, enjoy free delivery and easy in-store and online returns only at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. U.S. only, valid through December 8th. Limitations apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Paul Tarchian.
Tons of risk, tons of upside.
The leader at Fanball and League Safe.
The leader is good. The leader is great. We surrender our will as of this day.
Guiding you through the waiver wire.
I took the bike and I picked it up off the waiver wire. Mm-hmm. That's stealing.
Fantasy Sports Hall of Famer.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Chart.
Championship.
With Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Well, there's a lot of names out there as we get ready for the fantasy playoffs, and there could be some late rearrangement that just might help you win your league. Paul Tarchian joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Follow Charch at Paul Tarchian on Twitter, he of KFan and Fanball.com. Hello, Paul Tarchian. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was yamless, which to me is an automatic win. So any Thanksgiving sans yams is an automatic win.
I am so with you, and I know you're going to get the pedants out there saying that sweet potatoes are not yams, that yams are different. I'm with you, yams or sweet potatoes, however you want to make them. And I make them, and people love when I make them. I just don't want to eat them.
I like you make food you don't want to eat.
I do.
That's a sign.
I make a bourbon glazed sweet potato, and it's a wonderful bourbon brown sugar syrup, and I typically double the bourbon, and I swig out of the bottle while I'm making it. So I enjoy the process of making them, and everybody raves about them. I don't touch them.
Well, here's the thing. Everything would be good with a bourbon brown sugar glaze.
Right.
Everything. If yams or sweet potatoes were so great. Here you are in Chicago with a dozen of the best 25 steakhouses in America all in one city.
Yep.
You go into any of them and you ask for yams, they don't have it because it's not good and nobody wants them. That's why. And if they were good, they'd be on the menu. Nobody wants a damn yam, and why you try to roll that out in front of your whole family on Thanksgiving is beyond me.
Charts, as we think about it here, there are three yams that are actually pick-upable on the waiver wire right now if we're talking fantasy football quarterbacks. Listen, if Ryan Fitzpatrick, Duck Hodges, and Gardner Minshew are out there because of their very feisty playoff schedules, they seem like a thing. They seem non-yam.
They are non-yam. You're exactly right. And now, the biggest mistake fantasy owners can make is this. Well, I'm just starting the guys that got me there. I don't have to go to the waiver wire. Yeah, that's crap. You know, 90% of the players on your roster are not auto starts. Sure, Lamar Jackson, start him every week. Christian McCaffrey, start him every week. You know, most of the guys, you got to play the matchups on. And here comes Ryan Fitzpatrick. Over the past 6 weeks, which is a long sample size, he's quarterback 4 in fantasy scoring. And get the schedule. He gets the Jets, then the Giants, and then the Bengals. Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to win championships for people. And people are going to be like, well, he's a Dolphin. I'm not taking him. Or they're going to be like, I can't bench Tom Brady for Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, I'd kick myself for years if I made that mistake. It hasn't been a mistake. Fitzpatrick's been great, and they're always behind, and he's always passing. He's been terrific. He's an absolute lock pickup. And then Duck Hodges, the Steelers just announced he's going to get the start. Get this. He's all about the long ball. That's the whole deal on him. And he's connecting in all these long passes in the past couple of weeks to James Washington. He gets the Cardinals this week. They've given up the most 20-yard receptions in the league. They've given up 60 20-yard receptions this year.
Wow.
Duck Hodges, startable this week. Play the matchups, folks.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Northwestern Basketball hosts number 3 Michigan State at the new Welsh Ryan Arena on December 18th. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. Tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. I got to ask, where in play is Bears wide receiver Anthony Miller, considering Taylor Gabriel is probably out again, and the usage was there and the receptions were there?
They were there. By the way, not to overly peacock, but I mentioned this angle on my Thursday bit with Dan and Matt.
Parkins,
yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, I thought that was an exploitable opportunity. Could be again here. The opponent this week is pretty
Cowboys.
Shaky.
Cowboys,
right? So here's the bit. The Cowboys' outside corners are really good. And so if you are going to try to attack the Cowboys, attacking from the slot is a good way to go. And I can tell you exactly who that matchup's going to be. It's going to be, hang on. No, I don't have it in front of me. Shoot, I thought I had it in front of me. I don't have the exact cornerback matchup, but I think there is going to be an opportunity here. And you know what we found is if you pick the right spots for Mitch Trubisky, he's Mitch Trubisky. He's not Sad Trombonski. You pick the right spots, and maybe this is going to be one of them, although this is not. It's overall, this is a tough matchup.
Given what I saw Monday night between the Vikings and Seahawks, Alexander Mattison, for injury reasons and for talent reasons and for scheme reasons, is a must pick up for me. I wonder if you feel the same.
He is. He's my number one guy to go get this week because we just don't know. We don't right now, you know, 12 hours later, we don't know the status of Dalvin Cook's shoulder injury, but running backs get sidelined on shoulder injuries because it's obviously a huge part of their game. Stylistically, Madison is basically identical to Cook or almost identical. They don't have to change their game plan. They will use him every bit like they would have used Cook, and a delicious matchup coming up with the Lions already this week. So if in any game Cook does not play, Madison gets almost all the work, and he has top 5 fantasy upside. So he's the guy that you could pick up right now, and if, God forbid, Dalvin Cook's going to miss a bunch of games, Alexander Mattison could run you to the championship.
Do we do anything with, I mean, if you're taking flyers in a wide receiver spot that you're looking for things to do, does Andy Dalton's return do anything for maybe like a flex spot, a wide receiver 3 spot if you're in a league like that?
It does. Remember, John Ross started the season with 2 awesome games. Then he had an okay game, and then he got knocked out and got put on IR. John Ross is coming back for this game. AJ Green still, you know, rehabbing in air quotes from the world's longest high ankle sprain, now in its 17th week. So he's not going to be a factor. So John Ross comes back, and even Auden Tate, if you just want to, you know, as somebody that you can, you know, as you can just sort of pit throw in and try to get your 5 or 6 receptions. But let me mention this. They dispensed, I think we mentioned it last week, actually, they benched Andy Dalton when he was the league leader in completions back in like week 8, which is the most Bengal thing ever. They bring him back and he wins the game. Did you hear this story? After the game, his head coach, Snyder, gave him the game ball, and Dalton turned around and gave it back to Zach saying, you know what, this is your first win, you should take it. Despite the fact that Zack Snyder had benched him just, you know, in week 8. And I thought that was a super classy move.
That's in a game where he became the Bengals' all-time touchdown leader, right? Passing touchdowns?
Yes, that's exactly right. And, by the way, they benched him on his birthday.
This is such a terrible franchise.
You mentioned that a common mistake is just say, I'm going to ride my guys as the playoffs begin, and people are a little bit too loyal to their initial draft, their initial roster. What is another common mistake that is made this time of year?
Not having a guy like Alexander Mattison already on roster. You need to have these key handcuff guys squared away. And Mattison is only owned in 25% of leagues. Most of the listeners right now are going to be able to go get Alexander Mattison. If you've got a key, especially running back, go get the handcuff guy so that somebody else, you know, if you're going to lose a Dalvin Cook in this league, you've got the guy who's going to be the beneficiary.
And I have to say, I laughed out loud when they say, let's go to Carissa Thompson for a game break, and there's Raheem Mostert breaking free. And I laugh out loud because it's just all roads seem to lead back to him one way or another because Matt Breida cannot stay healthy.
No, he can't. Tevin Coleman's just not that good, and so he's been getting diminishing work every single week for a month now. Matt Breida may or may not come back, but I don't even think that matters. Raheem Mostert is just sort of last man standing, and he's actually really good. He just put up 150 total yards on an awesome Ravens defense, and most of it in the second half. So, yeah, that's an impressive opportunity for Raheem Mostert. I think he's somebody you go out and get. And then in a similar situation, Darwin Thompson was the best running back on the field for Kansas City last week, and they lost Darrell Williams, but it's such a messy backfield. Damien Williams probably comes back this week. LeSean McCoy, I don't even know if he matters anymore, but he might be in the mix, but you could throw a dart there too if you want.
Okay, speaking of darts, with the handcuff rules firmly in place, does that mean that if I've got one, does that mean that I have to actually invest in Peyton Barber and figure out when the hell he's going to get his carries and when he won't?
Yeah, good luck getting that right.
Yeah, no.
Right? I mean, if all you do is go based on what you saw last week and what Bruce Arians tells us, you will never start Peyton Barber in the right week. Never. Because you can't know. It's maddening. But it looks like we're back to Barber right now because he got a 2-to-1 carry advantage over Jones. He got the 2 touchdowns. Jones did nothing. It's a tough matchup this week against the Colts, but then he gets the Lions, and that's a little easier. So maybe you could pick up Peyton Barber here too, but it's been such a cluster boink all year that I don't know that you can win this one.
He hates yams, and he's coined the term cluster boink.
I want it on a T-shirt.
He is Paul Charchian. Charch, thanks a lot, man, as always.
Thanks, my friends. We'll talk to you in a week. Bye-bye.
Indeed. Paul Charchian, that segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Waiting on the latest update on our Giving Tuesday donations to Camp One Step. We were last at $14,000. Want to thank Score listener, Bernstein & McKnight listener Daniel Marbach, who just donated $1,000.
Attaboy!
Yeah, that's
awesome. That's
stepping up. That is one person sending one kid to camp for a week.
That is very, very cool.
And what we enjoy, and I think it gives us a lot of pride, those of us who are part of the One Step family, is just how immediate and real your donations are. They don't go into some massive slush fund paying insane administrative costs for some giant 501c3. We are a very, very small organization. A very, very small organization. And we have just a handful of staff. We have over 400 volunteers. And when you actually go to our website, when you see the kids, you will see this is all real. You give $1,000 and you are literally that. There is a kid at one of the hospitals right now, or soon to check in right after diagnosis, who will be able to have one of the caregivers look him or her in the eye and say, you know where you're going in the middle of the summer? You are going to camp. And the parents say, well, I don't know. And we get involved and we educate the parents and we educate the kid, and then they become part of our community for life.
It's awesome. Yeah, you can do it too. Givings all day long. The links are tweeted, Bernstein_MCK, at C1 McNett, at C1 McKnight, at Dan_Bernstein. When we come back, I have been putting this off long enough.
Optimism.
There is a chance. There is a reasonable opportunity for the Bears to actually find a playoff spot in Week 16. But more importantly, Dan and I are up to something no good on December 13th. We'll tell you where we're headed and how you can get involved in Score nonsense.
Yep.
It's coming up. Bernstein McKnight on the Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on the Score.
It doesn't feel very good, like, as a Bulls fan, to not have confidence in the coach of the team. This is a guy who kept getting demoted as an assistant. That found himself as the first assistant? Oh, now you're a second assistant? And now you're the head coach.
Lawrence Holmes noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. On radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Connor McKnight here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is here too. Officially live in Indiana. So now you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in the state. You can take all those bets if you wanted to and put them into one in-game parlay. It's one of the new features on FanDuel Sportsbook app. It is what it says it is. You take a couple of different bets, maybe a player prop, the line on the game, and overall. You can combine all those things into one in-game parlay. So this way, instead of chaining together a couple of results throughout the day, you can do that exact same thing, but within one game. If you've got a feeling, if you've got limited time, maybe you're just watching one game, something like that, you can get all your bets in, do it all at once, and parlay them all together with the in-game parlay from FanDuel Sportsbook. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook is offering you a risk-free bet worth up to $500 when you sign up with the promo code Connor. That means if you lose your first bet, hope you don't, but if you do, FanDuel gives you a refund in site credit. One of the games that I'll be throwing a couple of dollars on for sure is Kansas City and New England. That's Sunday afternoon. Listen, everybody's going to watch it anyway. You get a risk-free $500. Why not throw it toward one of those two? Don't forget, you bet on that game risk-free. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your free risk-free bet with the promo code Connor. That's C-O-N-N-O-R. First online wager only. Refund issued as site credit. Terms apply. Must be at least 21. And for help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Didn't even fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Send a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Black Friday savings are still at the Home Depot. You should be too. For up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle, like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings still going strong at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Hey, sweet new phone.
Yeah, I just switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. From the bottom, from the cane, from the struggle, from the pain.
Yeah, I got the 4 free phones part, but did you just quote a Pitbull song there?
No.
Yeah, you did. Listen.
From the bottom, from the cane, from the struggle, from the pain. What? No, I'm saying with Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast network, I'm winning, 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 winning.
That's Pitbull's song.
With Pitbull and Boost Mobile, you're winning. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, but nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all. And have
for more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Boomer Esiason.
The more Mitch Trubisky can throw, the better it's going to be long-term for the Bears, if in fact he's going to be the long-term solution. Oddly enough, what this reminds me of right now, where we sit with the Bears and with Mitch, and I know Mitch was playing with a harness yesterday. He's coming off of a dislocated left shoulder. Every time he got hit, I guarantee you that was like electric bolt going through his body, and I give him credit for being out on the field. Now, however, it reminds me a lot, and when I say this, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to give you a perspective of where I think Matt Nagy is with his quarterback. He's with Mitch right now where the Jacksonville Jaguars were with Blake Bortles, and we all know how that turned out, and we know what that looked like, and we all knew that it was going to be a struggle on offense.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
I'd like to send out a lot of thanks today. Thanks to Mark Gonzalez, Kevin Fishbane, Sage Rosenfels, and Paul Charchian for joining us. Thanks to our checking line today of Julio Roseo, Mike Chen, and Adam Studzinski on the production side. And also, thanks to everybody who has been a part of Giving Tuesday. Oh, we're in striking range now. We need to get to $25,000 donated to get the $25,000 match from the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation to send 50 kids with cancer to camp in Lake Geneva. We're at 19,000.
That's big.
So that means in under 3 hours, we've already raised $19,000. That is indeed big. So we are on track to get this done. So I'm going to be getting periodic updates. These little bits add up so much. $25, $50, $15. Whatever you can do, we're watching it add up right in front of our eyes. So I just urge you, again, if you want to do this, the best way to do it is just a text to 76278. 76278, text 670 Hearts Camp spelled out, or you can go to 670heartscamp.org. 670heartscamp.org to make a donation. But thank you to all who donated. Thanks to those who plan to donate as well.
We are getting up to some nonsense on December 13th. Both the Score and the Fan from Milwaukee will be live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha. Uh-huh. We are heading over the border. We're all going to hang out. Mully and Haw are starting at 5, of course, like they always do. We're going to be out there 9 to noon. Lawrence, McNeil, and Parkins, all of us, all the way up until 6 o'clock. We'll help you get ready for the game. You stop by. You can hang out. You can win prizes and a whole lot more. You can throw things at Dan if you want to. Just the soft things. Just the soft things, not the hard things or the edged things.
You throw brats, I'll catch them in my mouth like a seal.
That sounds like a sell. It's all presented by Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event. It's going on now through January 2nd.
I also want to add, excited. It is possible that if you're around that area,
the
general Cloverleaf region of Highway 50.
Really, what we're talking about is walking distance.
Yeah, if you're around like walking distance the night before, you might just kind of run into a bar crawl.
You might.
I don't go guarantee anything, but you might.
You're gonna run into a bar crawl. Okay, here's what it is.
All right,
538.
Yes. Oh God.
Bears have to win out. They beat Dallas. They beat Green Bay. They beat Kansas City. Right.
Okay.
All right. So now how's that gonna happen?
Done and done.
How's that gonna happen? Well, if Kansas City beats New England, which they can, and then beats Denver, which they absolutely can, then they've clinched the playoff spot already and have no need to start Patrick Mahomes or anyone else against the Bears. So that's thing number one, or thing number two rather. Number three, Minnesota needs to lose out. They got to lose to Detroit. They got to lose to the Chargers. They got to lose to Green Bay. Okay, fine. But even if the Packers beat Washington in week 14,
yes,
which they will, if they lose to the Bears and then beat Minnesota, the Bears clinch a playoff spot week 16 with a win over Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs. What say you?
I'm down.
Yeah, why the hell not?
I'm in. And a good question here via text. From the 847, will the horny bonobos from the Milwaukee Zoo be attending at the Brat Stop?
Yes, yes, they will.
I would.
Well, invitations have been extended. Have
yeah,
you gotten
we don't
their
know.
RSVPs
they're
yet?
They're too busy humping each other. Because man, that's quite the show
we
over
did
there
invite
in Milwaukee.
Them. We asked yeah. Mitch if it would be okay. He said it's cool.
The bar crawl for sure, without a doubt. They have to be part of that.
Well, that could be messy.
Lawrence Holmes will have transition with us for you in prepositions and transitions next on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
I'm all for Bears excitement. However, the idea of talking playoffs with this team just defies math. 0.45 to the 6th power?
You're losing me.
0.008% chance in order for those 6 things to all happen.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
having people ask, when's the Omaha Steaks deal coming back? That thing was so great last year. Well, it's back, and it's better than ever because it's new, and it's different, and it's even more value. Omaha Steaks is sharing this amazing limited-time offer with you just because you're listening. And you know that Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher, bringing families together since 1917. So right now, when you go to omahasteaks.com and you type Dan in the search bar, it's going to take you to what is called the favorite gift package. And this is why it's a favorite. It's because for $69.99, you get 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons, so tender, so good, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets. I need to order more because my son has eaten them all. He ate like 3 in one sitting, too. It's like Connor with a pecan pie. There's an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, and this is new. This is just because you're listening. A free 6-piece cutlery set and a cutting board. So that you're going to have long after the steaks are gone. So it's all that food, the free cutlery set, all for just $69.99. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company, over 100 years of expertise, delivering perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers in the heartland of America, the most tender, the most flavorful. You can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. And you want that package, that big box of meat, go to omahasteaks.com and in the search bar, enter the code DAN.
Holiday traditions are alive and well inside every Home Depot. And right now, outside as well, with a lot full of fresh-cut Christmas trees of every size and shape. Come walk the lot, pick one out, and save. Or if you can't make it outside, order online and we'll deliver one right to your door for free. Fresh-cut Christmas trees, in-store, or with free online delivery, only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection prices vary by store. See store for details.
The holidays at Sprint are truly a magical time.
I know. I turned my iPhone 6S into this iPhone 11.
It's true. Right now, when you trade in an iPhone 6S or newer in any condition, seriously, any condition, you'll get the powerful new iPhone 11 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease when you switch.
Take it to 11.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 per month. After $29.17 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires unlock trade-in. 18-month lease. New line activation. Approved credit. If you cancel early, remain balance due. Service tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Flo here with a really weird word, buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter, it's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird, Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
This guy has got a bad history with kicking, right?
Yes.
And now he's going to Eddie Panera's over here.
The guy for
quick, take a knee.
Field goal.
Let Eddie win.
Not just that. He said we were already in field goal range before the scram.
Did.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The weaknesses of Matt Nagy as an offensive coach are coming to the forefront.
I'm less interested to find out whether or not Mitch Trubisky can become a better quarterback. More important for me to learn is how much Nagy can improve.
Yes.
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
Now that they lost, when they still say, oh, it'll just take one win to get it going.
You're running out of time.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what the standings say.
But apparently, Nagy not good at math.
Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn 5 times the national average. Banking with Capital One means 5 times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or 5 times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, but nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
With the Capital One Quicksilver Card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it,
Woo! The Quicksilver Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Pick up the pressure, and then Russell Wilson gets it. And the ball came out there as Metcalf had the catch and then fumbled the ball, and the Vikings have it. Mackenzie Alexander with the recovery as the rookie DK Metcalf coughed it up.
It's the earnestness and the intensity that magnify the malaprop.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because he's decaf Metcalf.
I want one of those. I want, if I can't have DK Metcalf, I want a decaf Metcalf Bears.
Decaf Metcalf.
Maybe that second round pick. I want one of those guys.
Yeah, he's so blocky, though. He's just, he can't really sink his hips. I mean, he is a.
Can he do things?
He can do things.
Can he do things?
And I mean,
you want to teach him to do more things?
His body is absolutely magnificent. It just, he kind of moves awkwardly.
Fine with that. Okay. Big 6'2 guy going up and getting it, being a bigger target for Mitch.
He's not a good straight line speed.
Not a Matt Nagy style guy. That's the kind of guy you will never see as long as Matt Nagy's around. No,
decaf Metcalf.
Trying.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence Holmes.
Hello, men. Trying so hard.
Yeah.
Like, just cut it down, like, just a little bit.
He's so extra. Right?
A lot of extra.
Notch and a half would be fine. Full notch isn't going to take it low enough. It's a notch and a half for him.
Come on down, just a little bit.
You know what I forgot to get to today on the show? You know the feeling, I don't know how to describe it. There has to be a long German word for this. The feeling when you realize Shane Reardon's been right about something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right?
Shane and Freuden.
Yeah, right. It's something, there's got to be a way to explain it. But for so long now, he's been trying to get me to like the alt-country artist Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been grudgingly sort of getting, you know, acknowledging that I may like some country songs here and there. My wife last summer got me into Zac Brown Band. I'm like, okay, you're right. They're good. I like them. They're very good. So here's what happened. I'm listening to XRT. This absolutely slamming song is on XRT. I'm like, damn, who is this? And it turns out it's a new avant-garde rock single off an album by Sturgill Simpson. So I buy the album, and it's really good. And then I tell Shane, I'm like, hey, I finally got to your guys. Like, listen, go buy this album. It won the Grammy for Best Country Album in 2017. I'm like, fine. And I listen to it.
And it's really good.
And it's great. And I, as much as I like it, I'm almost mad that I like it, because I can't say, like, no, Shane, you're wrong, and he's right. So I got to deal with that today.
That's frustrating. That's going to be really frustrating for you.
Yep.
Well, what do you like about it?
It's just, it's he doesn't give a damn. Like, it's really kind of spacey, and he doesn't adhere to any musical rules. It's almost like Waylon Jennings meets Pink Floyd. You know, there's some trippiness to it, and his voice is amazing.
He's got a great voice.
His guitar chops are sensational. And when you actually go and read the lyric, I mean, listening to it, you catch a lot of it. But when you actually read what he's singing about, he's fearless, and he's got a whole lot of stuff to say about a whole lot of stuff.
I like him. I like some of the music I've heard so far. Just on the rock album in particular, Lawrence, I don't know how you feel about this, but like, this is a rock album, right? Or it's supposed to be his approach to that. Why are you using drums in a box?
Because he doesn't care.
That's leaving it short for me. That's like leaving something there. There's something left to do with that.
The song at XRT is like what did Shane call it? If the Black Keys actually had balls, that's what they would sound like. And yeah, it was like grittier, grimier Black Keys stuff. And there's one that's a literal disco song. like a hard driving country,
like when the
boogie,
Rolling Stones
woogie.
Did disco, and everyone's like, "Oh, the Rolling Stones are doing disco
again." Pink Floyd, "Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 is a disco song, but this is like a Donna Summer backbeat with country twang over it.
All those bands use a real drummer. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And Nile Rodgers on guitar.
That's true.
Yep.
It's interesting to watch the way that country music has evolved over the last, I would say, 15 years, where there's this evolution of it becoming a little bit more poppy and then a pushback against the poppy, and then some artists kind of bending genres.
That's where